Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Guy Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
For sure. I am Sudarshana. I'm here to volunteer for type 1 diabetes. I've been a volunteer with type 1 diabetes in Edmonton because my work volunteered, or told me to work volunteer, but okay. Now I've taken it on myself.
Okay.
So I'm doing it from here.
So what does that mean?
Yes, yeah. So first of all, a little more about me. I've been in Fort McMurray. This is my 20th year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so now I'm finally an adult Fort McMurray person.
Well, you before me, I guess.
I am. Yeah. And I'm a very passionate volunteer.
Okay.
And I work with Royal Bank of Canada, who is supporting the type 1 diabetes, finding a cure.
Okay.
And then I found out that in Fort McMurray, there are a few people, those who do all the walk and try to raise funds for the cure.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, let me start this whole volunteering for raising for a cause at home.
Okay, mm-hmm. Very cool. And so what are the different fundraising events that you put on? Is there a walk that takes place?
There will be a walk, okay, for cure for type 1 diabetes in September.
Okay.
We're thinking either September 6th or September 20th, depending on when the city approves it.
Okay, cool.
Last year there were about 40 to 50 people, and this year we're still looking for participants to join.
Okay.
And what I have done here is, along with some of my friends, those who dabble a little bit in painting and so on, we are going to put a couple of our paintings into this for auction.
Okay.
Whatever money we can raise, that will go 100% towards the cause for type 1 diabetes research.
Cool, that's a different spin on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And so what kind of art are you talking about?
The two friends, my friend Mandy and I, what we do is we're landscape artists.
Okay.
Okay. And for me, I have done quite a few landscapes in Fort McMurray itself.
Oh.
And that is what, of course, these are acrylic paintings. That is what we want to. I can say more about me that I have to brag it, that a couple of my paintings, they did go for exhibitions worldwide. I have had paintings exhibited in Dubai, in India, and also in Canada.
Cool.
So yeah.
How did you make that happen?
Oh, the paintings?
Yeah.
So I have been painting, I don't know for how long, since I was a kid, I've been in Canada since 2004.
Okay.
And then 2011 or 12, I had to go back to India for a family reason, and then I picked up painting again. And what happened is I was staying in Delhi at that time. And I think I had plenty of time, so I used to go around to different art places and so on. And one of the garages there of a big government building in Delhi, the city tried to revamp it and tried to do something with it. And they found out that, oh, I'm visiting from Canada. So they said, can you help us do something? And I offered, I had 14 or 15 paintings just lying at home because I was not doing anything, just painting.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I can do an exhibition provided you let me have it free of cost. And they said, sure, go ahead. And there is a big banner that a Canadian artist born and raised in India is exhibiting some paintings.
Yeah.
And all of them were sold. And right now they're all hanging in the government buildings in Delhi.
You sold all of them?
Sold all of them.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So, like, how did they hear about you just being there? Like, were you talking to family and friends and then they said, oh, she's home and she's an artist? Like, how does that connection end up happening?
No, I actually used to visit the exhibition centers.
Okay.
And I would go there and I would say, hey, this is what I want to do. So help me. And at the beginning, they all laughed at me. And then they said, yeah, your painting is not up to the mark and so on. Of course, my painting is not Van Gogh's painting.
Yeah.
Or the famous Indian painter, Maqbool Fida Hussain, whose paintings we're hanging there as exhibitions.
Yeah.
And they're a million a piece, like $1 million a piece. And I'm like, no, I'm not saying that I am one of them, but I want to start. And this is where I find majority of artists or painters or singers, they're like, they don't ask. It's just that you gotta go and ask.
Yeah.
Like I reached out to you and I asked that, hey, I wanna do this.
Right.
And it took me a couple of knocks on their door.
Yeah.
Couple means like probably every day a year.
Persistence is key.
That's right, yeah. And finally they said, okay, this is what we have. And it was a dilapidated little building with all sorts of illegal stuffs going in there. And I just said, okay, all right, but you have to give me manpower to clean it up and I need enough protection so that, you know, I can be here, I can work here.
Right.
And I'm very happy to say right now that's one of the busiest art exhibition centers.
Cool.
So I started it by asking. So, yeah.
That's so cool. And how do you manage it from Canada? How does it keep going over?
I don't.
They took it over. Oh, that's
it's
so
theirs.
Cool.
Yeah, I just volunteered for them.
Yeah.
And whatever money I raised from selling all those paintings, they all go to different charities or went to different charities in India.
That's awesome.
And I'm very much happy and content with my work as a banker.
Mm-hmm.
And again, volunteering is my passion.
Yeah.
So now what I do is I still do sell my paintings and raise money for charity. I do that with my daughter who started her own volunteering organization. And she takes my unfinished paintings or my unfinished crafts and thanks to her, she finishes all of them, and then she sells them or she donates them to different charities that need funds. And there you go.
How old is your daughter?
She's 22. She's an adult. She's an adult, but that's what she does. Yeah.
Fair enough. That's really cool. And is she here in Fort McMurray as well?
She is in Fort McMurray. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, is she born and raised here? Or?
She was raised here. I brought her here when she was a year and a half.
Yeah, yeah. I was just doing horrible math in my head.
Yes,
in
yeah.
regards to you saying you've been here for so long and you have a 20.
Yeah,
okay, so
yeah.
she's raised in Fort Mac.
That's right, yeah.
So what was it like raising, especially when you came up here, Fort Mac was booming at that point. So it was a different time in history.
Yes, yeah. So I came to Canada. My port of entry was Calgary.
Okay.
And that was in 2004. And right after that, within 6 months, my daughter's father, we decided that, or he decided to stay with someone else. So I ended up being a single parent, and I was looking for a job, and I got a job with another financial institution in Fort McMurray, who said that it's a great place to be, great place to raise your daughter. I had no idea that it was $600 that the same cost that I was paying for back in Calgary for an apartment.
Yeah.
At that time it was, and still now it's a room to pay for.
Yeah.
So it was pretty hard for me at the beginning to come here with a 1.5-year-old daughter and start brand new. Mm. But as they say, it takes a village to raise a child. And this is what Fort McMurray has done for me.
Mm.
My career growth, my daughter grew up here. Everything that I am today is because of Fort McMurray. Mm. So I think more of my life I spent in Fort McMurray than the place I grew up in.
Mm.
So of course, it was a great experience. I've seen a lot of changes in Fort McMurray. Through fire, through flood, I am very much a Fort McMurray person.
No doubt.
So, yeah.
When
yeah.
did you get here? What month to Calgary?
July. In Calgary, that was in July. It was extremely hot at that time.
Yeah, okay. So yeah. You had to, you felt the winter come. You didn't just get
thrown into. I remember the first snowfall. Of course, I've seen snow in India you do have snow in India and the northern part. But I remember the first snowflakes falling. I still remember that feeling, and I'm like, yes, snow. That was in September that year.
Yeah, the first snow you're excited for.
That's right.
It's that 10th one you hate.
That's right. And in Calgary, the first winter was in Calgary.
Yeah.
That was not that bad because you have Chinook and so on.
Yeah.
And coming to Fort McMurray, again, I came to Fort McMurray in spring, and it was beautiful. Flowers blooming and so on. And very less population, so it felt like you come home.
Mm.
But then the first winter, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I had some co-workers, those who became family for me, they said, it's not that much. You just put on boots and you take a scarf and you are good. the scarf and boot.
Yeah. Was not enough.
No.
We were born and raised here. We know all about how much those winters suck.
That's right, yeah. Now that when I see my daughter going out and without a hat or without a jacket and it's, 25 below, I feel myself being a typical mother from India to scream at her and say, you will get sick, but you guys don't get sick. I don't know. We get sick, but...
Yeah. No, it's a thing.
Yeah, well, it's just like how people from hot countries don't overheat when it's plus 40.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We just, when you're born into it, like...
That's right, yeah.
It's just part of you.
Yeah. My dad has been... Both my parents have been here since the 70s.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he still finds it cold.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, dude, you've been here for, like, so many years now. Like, no. And he's just like, oh, man, winter still is cold.
No, yeah.
Yeah, when we go out and snowboard and snowshoe and stuff, like... He just looks at us and shakes his head.
No, I have tried to do that too. And then the Bunny Hill, they gave me a sandwich and said, you better get out of that Bunny Hill for skiing because you are a danger to other kids and other people. And then I volunteered with different rescues, like animal rescue centers.
Okay.
And I adopted one retired sled dog. Mm. And I have another dog who is a husky and shepherd mix.
Oh.
And I tried to do sled running with them because I learned how to do that. And even the dogs are like, and this is a retired sled runner who are a mushing dog who is experienced with that. And I think after like experiencing that with me, he was like, yeah, I better teach you, but I would rather walk.
Yeah.
Realized he was retired.
That's right. That's right.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So one theme that keeps coming up while we're chatting is volunteering. What does that mean to you? Obviously, it's a huge component of your life. So what does volunteerism mean to you personally?
So I will go back to this type 1 diabetes thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of our leaders from my work, He recently retired. His name is Matt Verry, and he is doing a coast-to-coast biking or pedaling for this type 1 diabetes. Mm-hmm. Now, it's generally when you retire after a long career, and that was a very busy career, you want to just chill out, and that this is his first year of retirement, right? Mm-hmm. And when he was asked, why are you doing this, he told that I have a choice to give back for people, those who do not have a choice. Mm-hmm. And this is what exactly, like, for me too. I found that I have a choice to give back to people or give back to causes that do not have choice. Mm. So I started volunteering when I was probably 8 or 9 years old with my parents. And I come from Calcutta, a city in India, where Mother Teresa, if you've heard about her, that's where she used to live. And my dad used to volunteer for Mother Teresa's orphanage.
Okay.
And we were very young at that time, so I don't remember much, but I remember, you know, cleaning over there, doing janitorial work and so on, and when my dad used to work volunteer full time during Sundays and Saturdays and any holidays. Mm-hmm. So I took that with me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here I don't have any family. Finding friends at that time when I came here, there were only probably altogether 20 or 22 individuals from India, mm-hmm. Which was very hard because they also have their own life and so on.
Right.
And I was always very involved with my daughter. If you're a single parent, you would understand that it's 24/7. So whenever I had time, I would take my daughter and go do volunteering.
Yeah.
That's because we had the choice. We have the choice. They don't.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he has his questions ready for his segment called the Max City Minute, brought to you by Patchouli Rose and Carrie. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
It's Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
question number one for you today. What is one landscape you would love to see in person so you could paint?
Nordegg. I want to go to Nordegg. I have been to Nordegg, but that's where I want to go and paint again.
Question number two for you. What is one piece of art that inspires you the most?
One piece of art from anyone else in the whole world?
Anyone. It could be your own. Could be your child.
Mona Lisa.
Awesome. Question number three for you today. What is your favorite place to volunteer?
Right now it's type 1 diabetes, T1 diabetes. Yeah.
Question number four. What food would you have in your perfect meal?
In my perfect meal and food.
Yeah, it could be anything. Could be McDonald's and chicken. Could be like whatever you want.
Oh my God. Poutine.
Poutine? Great answer.
Yep. That, facts.
Enough said.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. We're like...
That was a winning answer in my opinion.
Right?
Yeah, you couldn't have nailed that any harder if you tried.
There was no wrong answers.
I'm training for a marathon. Actually, not one. 3 marathons right now. But so if my friends hear this, they're like, what are you talking about? But
because it's your perfect meal doesn't mean you're eating it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And your final question. If you could meet one artist from any point in history, who would you want to meet?
One artist. Does that have to be a painter? Or
no, it could be anybody. Any artist from any point in life. Could be alive, could be dead, anybody.
So my cousin's sister, she is a movie star in India, and I've seen her struggle from the very first days when she first set foot on the stage, because she was a theater artist and then she went in front of the camera and so on. Reason why I'm saying is when she started working in the film industry, she was probably 16 or 17. And right now she's in her late 50s. The acting that she has done or the work she has done, she has portrayed probably every character from every stage of life. And right now, the transition, we talk so much about body shaming, age shaming, being a woman and so on. She has so wonderfully portrayed each of them. So probably she's the one. Her name is Indrani. I would definitely like to go and see her and know more about acting. To me, she's the best.
And those have been your five questions.
There we go. Now, you're training for more than one marathon?
I am, yes. Yeah.
What marathons are you training for?
I'm doing the Calgary Marathon. I'm doing the Fort McMurray Marathon, Banff Marathon, and Edmonton Marathon.
Okay, so have you ever ran a marathon before?
Yes.
Okay, how many marathons? My mom runs marathons, so I'm interested.
Oh, yes, yeah. I've been doing this since 2014.
2014. Well, unfortunately, Tanner just tapped his watch, though. So that means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have lights, camera, what is it again? Lights, camera, mic. Have fun.
Okay.
With your shout-out, yeah.
I can shout-out to anybody?
Anybody.
Shout-out to T1 Diabetes Research and T1 Diabetes, people, those who are volunteering for them.
There we go. Awesome. Yeah. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose, and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.